This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue crews were working to reach people trapped under rubble in Morocco on Saturday as the death toll from Friday's earthquake climbed to 2,122, with more than 2,400 people injured. Local media showed footage of rescuers and the military trying to shift heavy debris in a village 40 kilometers south of Marrakesh. Survivors of Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades have struggled to find food, water, and shelter as the search for the missing continued in remote villages. Relief workers face the challenge of reaching the worst affected villages in the High Atlas, a rugged mountain range where settlements are often remote and where many houses crumbled. U.S. President Joe Biden visiting Vietnam is praising the newly enhanced relationship between the two countries, once at war. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
His first visit to Hanoi, President Biden says the U.S. has been elevated in status by Vietnam to the level of comprehensive strategic partner.
From conflict to normalization, this is a new elevated status that will be a force for prosperity and security.
Biden says he hopes more progress can be made on climate, the economy, and other issues. Having just wrapped up the G20 summit in India, I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday he held his highest level talks with Chinese leadership in months, adding Beijing's economic wobbles would not lead it to invade Taiwan. Biden said he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping's number two at the annual G20 summit in New Delhi. The talks were the highest level meeting between the two powers in nearly 10 months since Biden and Xi spoke at last year's G20 in Indonesia. This is VOA News. Airstrikes killed at least 46 people and injured dozens Sunday at a Khartoum market, local activists said. One of the deadliest single attacks in Sudan's nearly 5 months of war. The bombing in the south of Sudan's capital came about a week after another airstrike, also in southern Khartoum, killed 20 civilians on September 2nd, according to activists. A conservative estimate from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project says nearly 7,500 people have been killed in the war that began on April 15th, between Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and his former deputy who commands the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The death toll from flash floods that have inundated central Greece due to Storm Daniel has risen to 12, with a number expected to rise as health officials warn of infectious diseases breaking out. Anthony Karasava reports.
Dysentery, diphtheria, and malaria are just some of the infectious diseases resulting from the floods that ravaged Thessaly, the farming heartland of Greece. On Sunday, state health and veterinary officials said they had deployed dozens of special crews to collect dead livestock, taking decomposing carcasses to special incinerators to be burned. But with dozens of villages and hamlets still stranded, all devoid of clean water and sewage, fears of further outbreaks grow. Antikarasava, VOA News, Athens.
Monday is the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. AP correspondent Julie Walker says family members are remembering loved ones lost that day.
James Giacconi lost his older brother, Joe, who was 43 on 9/11. He was working for Cantor Fitzgerald at the World Trade Center.
But he was a good guy, and he was taken much too young.
Giacconi says he got into Ground Zero and helped with the search.
When I got down here, I knew immediately that Joe wasn't coming home.
The planes hijacked around the country claimed nearly 3,000, most of them in New York, where a reflecting pool memorial sits.
As I watched the water go over the side of the pool, I kind of feel like it was like a letting go.
Commemorations will take place here in New York at the Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm Julie Walker.
Rescuers raced on Sunday to rescue an American caver who had become trapped more than 1,000 meters underground in southern Turkey, moving him halfway to the surface. 40-year-old Mark Dickey was on an international exploration expedition in the cave when he began suffering from gastrointestinal bleeding at a depth of 1,000 meters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.